Blog Talk Radio.
Always need more chizik, more chizik. The Gemara tells us that one of the things that always we need help in strengthening is our tefillah. So one may ask, how can I keep myself motivated for tefillah? How can I keep myself motivated to pray to God? I see things that I'm not getting answered. You know, it's very hard. Sometimes I'm just not feeling it. And first off, this comes from a person having to know how big tefillah really is and what's on the other side of it. You have to understand that a lot of times when we meet a lot of resistances in something that is so huge and something that's so big, and you have to understand that the other side knows the sitra achra, the satan, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, the other side of resistance already knows how important prayer actually is. So what do you think? That it's going to be one of the main places that a person is going to have to experience that battle, that fight. But what should strengthen the person is that they should already know, they should be able to judge it by how hard it is for them to do it, that they're able to know how big this thing really is. So that should be motivation for everybody. Rashi himself says that when it says in the Gemara and the second prophets, says that there are things that stand at the height of the world. He says, this is tefillah, this is prayer. Say that the height of what, but it's disrespected the most. People don't take it serious. They don't understand that on the other side of this, it's not a maybe. I'm telling you this, especially on the things that are ruchnis, things that are spiritual. It's not maybe. Hashem will save the person. It's going to be dependent on how much emunah you have and how much betachin you have, how much trust that you have and your prayers. That's what's going to depend on you being saved or not. So that should be the chizuk. It's definitely, I see that it's very, very hard for me to pray, for me to open up and to be able to say whatever. I can't feel Hashem. Hashem feels far from me. You should know that in that moment right now, you're facing the biggest resistance because the biggest prize is on the other side of that. So we should all strengthen ourselves with the feeling of that Hashem.
Bless Be'ab, Ubu, Manfat Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Great is the Lord and great is to be praised from the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful is thy creation, joys of the old earth, is Mount Zion. And the size of the north is the city of a great king, Yah. God known in her place for thy refuge, for now the kings assemble. They pass by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east seas, the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever, ever, ever. We have truth as the loving kindness of our God in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hand of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yea. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yea. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before, yea. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for invitation, for joy, and the whole earth, Lord. He's Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them. They have seen as a woman that travels. They have seen as a woman that go on a travel yard. I saw a ship travels with east wind, and we as herb haven't seen the city of the Lord fall. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, Yah.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine, Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause. You have to jump on
this Zion
right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. סובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Yibel kulomu, kulum yibelu. All shall say, Abune zebe samayat, Abune zebe samayat. The Our Father prayer, the Lord's prayer.
The Lord's prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune zebe samayat, yitqaddas simika, timtza' mengistika, weyikun fiqadeka, bekama besamay kamahu bemidir, sisayene zelele iletene habene yom, hedig leni abesane wegegayene kemeni hinneni, nehedig lezi abese lene, itaabiane igzio wiste mensut alla'dihanene, ووالهانه ام كله اكوي اسمي زياكه يئت منغست هايل وسبحات العالم عالم آمين. አምሃሪክ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም ይበድሉ ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን
ይበል ኩሎሙ አቡነ ዘበ ሰማያት ሁሉም ይበሉ በሰማያት የምትኖር አባታችን ሆይ All shall say the Lord's Prayer.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላእክት በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንልሻለሁ በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ የማህፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘላለም አሜን እግዚኦ ማረና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን
of calamity. Dirty looks and judges and jealousy. And police where abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran I go murder them slow. Rock them up and sent to call me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear road, my voice now figure out. Emerge from the darkness with me big blood to blow. Me hammer them a slam and spectator get low. Some boy could a lick like my fam nigga low. Bust off trigger finger, trigger hand and trigger toe. A two gun me up, me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the run, Zion, man. Hey, we got to keep it burning.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong for this double course. Oh, shalom. Greetings, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Yes, I. The first words for this 22nd sabbatical, as they were rendered according to the commandment of Moshe through the service of the Levites by the hand of Issachar, the son of Aaron, the priest. First words for the second part of this double Shabbat, this sabbatical here for the 22nd, for this double course. Oh, shalom. Greetings, Chabarim. Shalom, Chabarim. Yes, I. The first words for this 22nd.
And here, Shema'ah, Yisrael, here, give ear. Here for the 22nd Rastafari sabbatical study, here for this Shabbat strong, here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, the first up offering, here for this Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath and he gathered, Sabbath and he assembled. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus here, Exodus chapter 35. HaShabbat, the Sabbath in Israel. Here, picking up with Exodus chapter 35, verse 1. Here for the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the first up offering up, ascension offering. Here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath and he gathered, Sabbath and he assembled. B'shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who ye be, the one. Hear for the Rishon, for the first reading, the first Aliyah. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edata b'nei Yisrael vayomer lehem אל הדברים אשר ציווה יהוה לעשות אותם. The Sabbath in Israel, in Israel. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that ye should do them. Vayakahel Moshe et kol edata b'nei Yisrael. And Moshe assembled. Vayakahel Moshe. And Moses assembled. Vayakahel Moshe. And Moses gathered. Vayakahel Kahal. And Moses brought together, gathered together, churched. Ahal, Wayakahel, assembled all the congregation, the witness, the testimony of the sons of Yisrael. Wayakahel Moshe, et kol edat b'nei Yisrael. Wayomer lehem, and said to them, Eile hadevarim. These are the words, Eile hadevarim. These the devarim, had devarim. These are the words, Eil had devarim, asher tziwah Yahuwah, la esot otam. These the words that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded, asher tziwah Yahuwah. La is so to do, or time to do them, that ye, that y'all should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Sheshet yamim te'aseh me'laka והיום השביעי יהיה לכם קודש שבת, שבתון ליהוה, כל העושה בו מלקח יומת. Milaka, 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 milaka. Ye all shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, upon the Shabbat, the Sabbath day. Lo ti ba'eru, lo ti va'eru, lo ti va'eru, eish. Ye all shall kindle no ash, no fire. Lo te va eru, te va eru asha bekola mishavotekem bi yom ha shabbat. Ye all shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath, the Shabbat day. The tabernacle, Moshe, Moses instructs the people, verse 4. And Moses spake to all the congregation of the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, saying, this, the thing that Yahweh, that Jehovah commanded, saying, take ye, take your all from among you an offering to Jehovah. Whosoever of a willing heart, let him, make him bring it, an offering of Jehovah, gold and silver and brass. Kehu meya itakem teruma la Yahuwah kola ne divalipo yevieha eta terumati Yahuwah zahav wa kesef ua nechoshet. The gifts of Ha'am, the gifts of the people. Compare and contrast Exodus chapter 25 verses 1 to 8. Here, Exodus chapter 35 verse 6. And blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here. And ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim, acacia wood. And oil for the light and spices for anointing, Messiah oil. And for the sweet incense, the sweet aishens, and onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod, and for the choshen, the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded. The tabernacle, his tent, his covering, his thatches, his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets. Ha'aron, the ark, the tabot, and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat, and the veil of the covering, the table, and his staves, and all his vessels, and the shewbread, the lampstand, ha'menorah, also for the light, and her furniture, and her lamps, and the oil for the light, and the aishens, the incense altar, and his staves, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the sweet aishens, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering with the brazen grate, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver, and his foot, and his base, the hangings of the court, his pillars and his sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords, the cloths of service to do service in the holy HaKodesh, in the holy garments for Aharon, for Aaron HaKohen, the priest, and the garments for Benayo, for his sons to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation, the aggregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moshe, departed from the presence of Moses. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, for the Sheni Aliyah, hear, for the Sheni Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Sabbath, and he assembled, Sabbath and he judged. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 35, here at verse 21, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second offering up ascension offering, the second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Vayad Kehel. Vayavou akol la'ish asher ne'esao alibo akol asher ne'dava rucho oto heyavou et terumati yahua lima lekata ohel moed ul kol ebodato Ula Bigde Ha Kodesh. And they came, Wayavu, Wayabou, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. Wayavu, call Ish Ashara Nisao Libo. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. And everyone whom his spirit made willing, they brought Yahuwah Jehovah's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, and for all his service. And for the holy, the set apart garments. Wayavou akol ish asher nisao libo akol asher nadva rucho oto heyaviu eta turumati Yehuwa liya melekata ohel moed ul kola evodato Ula Bigdei HaKodesh. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold la Yahuwah to Jehovah, and every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goats here, red skins of rams and badger skins brought, everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought Yahuwah Jehovah's offering. Every man with whom was found shittim wood, acacia wood, for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise hearted did spin with their hands and brought that they had spun of blue and of purple, of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom and chokmah spun goats. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod, ha-ephod, and for ha-choshen, and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, the christening, the messiahing oil, and for the sweet incense, the sweet aishens. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, brought a willing offering to Jehovah. Every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work that Yahuwah, that Jehovah had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses, to be made by the hand of Moshe, 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 Moshe.
for this double course, double course, double course, double course, double course, double sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong for this double course, double course.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, for this 22nd Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong, here for Shabbat Wayakahel, and he gathered, and he assembled, here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir, here for the Hebrew first words here, for this 22nd Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong, Wayakahel, Hebrew first words, here, Gevir, O Yisrael. Wayakahel Moshe et kol edata bnei Yisrael vayomer lehem el hadvarim asher tziwah Yahuwah la esota otam. The Sabbath in Yisrael, here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 35. Here, for the Hebrew first words, for Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said to them, these are the words which the Lord hath commanded that y'all should do them. Wayakahel Moshe et kol edata b'nei Yisrael, and Moses assembled, Wayakahel, and Moses gathered, Wayakahel, and Moses assembled, Wayakahel Moshe, et kol edata b'nei Yisrael, gathered, assembled all the congregation, kol edat, all the congregation to witness of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel. Wayomer Elehem, and said to them, Eil HaDevarim, these are the words, Eil, these HaDevarim, these, the words, Asher Tziwah Yahuwah, these, the Devarim, HaDevarim, the words that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath commanded, Asher Tziwah Yahuwah, La Esota Otam, that y'all should do them, La Esot Otam.
For this double course, sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Here, Shema Yisrael, here, for the Shalishi Aliyah, which is also the Sheni Ka Shehenna Mahov, when double portion, this is sometimes called the second right here, but here, for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, here for Sabbath, and he gathered, and he assembled, and he church, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, the Sefer Shemot, here picking up Exodus chapter 35, here at verse 30, for the Shalishi, Sheni Ka Shehenna Mahov, Bezalel, and Aholiah, to devise and teach, Bezaliel and a holy app to devise and teach. Confer, compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 to 11. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 35 and 30, here for the Shalish Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayakahel. Vayomer Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Reu karach Yahuwah b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur le'matei Yehuda. And Moses, Moshe said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Vayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, and Moses, Moshe said to the b'nei, to the sons of Yisrael, Vayomer Moshe el b'nei Yisrael, Reu, see, Reu, see, sing, Reu, Karach Yahuwah, b'shem, b'tzalel. See, Yahuwah Jehovah hath called by name. Bezalel, Bezalel, in the shadow of El, the true good, the true God, Bezalel. Reu, karach Yahuwah, b'shem Bezalel, ben Uri, ben Hur. See, Jehovah have called by name, b'shem, by shame, b'shem, by name, Bezalel, 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 in the shadow of El, Bezalel, Bezalel, ben Uri, the son of Uri, ben Hur, the son of Hur, ben Hur, ben Hur, le Matei, Yehuda, of the Matei, le Matei, Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and in all manner of workmanship. Vayimaleo toru ruach Elohim. And he hath filled him with the Spirit, the ruach Elohim. Vayimale oto, and he filling him. Vayimale oto ruach Elohim bechakma bitovuna uva daata uva kola melacha. And he hath filled him with the ruach Elohim, with the Spirit, the Irid of Elohim, in wisdom, b'chakma, 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 with chokma, with wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, b'chakma, b'tavuna, 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 and in understanding, and in tavuna, tavuna. Uva da'at, uvi da'at, and in da'at, and in knowledge, and in gnosis. Uva da'at, uvi da'at, uvi kola melacha, and in all manner. Uva kol, and in all, uvi kola melacha, in all manner of melacha, in all manner of workmanship. To devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, with lachshov machishavota la it sort la is sort va zahav u va kesef. And to devise skillful works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set, and in carving of wood, and to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, of the tribe of Dan. Ula horota natana believo, and he hath put believo in his heart, believo. Ula horota to teach, ula horot, ula horot to teach, that he may teach. Ula horota natana believo, who he with Aholiab, my tent, my father's, my tent with Aholiab, Ben Ahisamach, the son of Ahisamach, Le Mate Dan, of the Mate of the tribe of Dan. Them have he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer in blue and in purple and scarlet and in fine linen and of the weaver, of them that do any work, of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work, those who devise cunning work. Nile otam hakamatale, them have he filled with hakamatale, wisdom of heart, a hakamatale. Mile otam hakamatale. La isotokola me elekheta harash we choshev we roke bata keleta bata keleta ua va argaman be tolata ha shani ua vashesha we orega Ose kola me laka we koshve mahashavot mahashavot. Them have he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of workmanship of the craftsman and of the skillful workman and of the weaver in colors, in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any workmanship, and of those that devise skillful works. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gavriel Yisrael, here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew, book called Exodus chapter 36. More than enough, the work begun. More than enough, the work began. Here, picking up with the second book of Moses, Hebrew, book called Exodus chapter 36. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted mind in whom Yahuwah Jehovah put wisdom and understanding to know how to walk. To know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that Jehovah had commanded. We asa this alela we holyava we call isha hakam lev asher natani Yahuwah hakama utavuna the heima la daata la isota etakola me lekat milakata evodata ha kodesha likole isha siwahi Yahuwah and Vitzalel and Aholiab shall work, and every wise-hearted man will call Isha Hatam Lev, in whom Jehovah have put wisdom and understanding. Asher Natani Yehovah Hakama Utavuna Hakama Utavuna. Wisdom and understanding to know how to work. Vahema la da'ata la isota. For the service of the sanctuary, etakola mileketa evodata hakodesh, according to all that Jehovah hath commanded. Likol asher ziwahi Yahuwah. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted mind in whose heart Jehovah had put wisdom. Everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to the walk, to come to the work, to do it. And they received of Moshe all the offering that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, to make it with them. And they brought yet to him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work that they made. And they spake to Moses, to Moshe, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work that Jehovah commanded to make. And they spoke. And they spoke, Wayomru il Moshe leimor, and they spoke to Moses, saying, Maravi, Maravi Maha'ama, Lithavia, Mideyaha, Evoda, La Melaka, Asherah Yahuwah, La Isota Otaha. The people bring much, the people bring nuff nuff, Maravi. Marbim ha'am lehavi midei, midei, more than enough, midei, for the service of the work, midei yaha evoda, la melaka, la melaka, that Jehovah commanded to make. Asher ziwahi Yahuwah la esot otah. And Moses, Moshe gave commandment, and he caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Wa'itzava Moshe, wa'ya'eziruwa kola ba'machenet leimor ish ve'isha ala ya'isu od Melaka, Lita Ruma Taha Kodesh, Wayekale Ha'am, Me Havi. And Moses gave commandment, Wayezav Moshe, Wayezav Moshe, Wayezav Moshe. And Moses gave command and caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp. Wayeziru Akola Bamachine, saying, Leimor. Let neither man or woman, isha we isha, man ish we isha, isha we isha, ish we isha, man and woman, ish we isha, man and woman, ala ya esu oda me alaka. Let neither man and woman make any more work, ya esu oda me alaka, lita ruma taha kodesh. Any more work for the offering of the Kodesh. Lita Ruma Ha Kodesh. Wayekale Ha'am Me Havi. So the people were restrained, Me Havi, from bringing. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work, for all the work to make it. And too much. With ha melaka, haita dayam, haita dayam. Lekol ha melaka, la isoto taha. With hoter, the hoter. For the stuff they had was sufficient. The stuff they had was sufficient. With ha melaka, haita dayam, dayam, sufficient, dayam. Lekol ha melaka. for all the work La is sought to make or Taha to make her. With hotter, the hotter, we're hotter, and too much, and too numb. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Revi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, fourth of offering up here, for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered. Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled. Shabbat Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he charged. Here, picking up with the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 36, verse 8, for the Revi'i, the fourth reading, the fourth ascension offering, the fourth of four for year. The linen curtains. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 26, verse 1 to 6, here, Shema Yisrael, give ear, Exodus chapter 36, right here, 36, verse 8, for the Revi'i. Wayaisu akol lahatam leva de oseya ha melaka etaha mishkana esara ye riota shesha mashzara utakaleta we argamana witolaata shalia keruvima maese hosheva asah otam. And every wise hearted mind among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet. Kirubim with Kephraim, kirubim of cunning work made he them. Wayaisu kol hakam lev, and all wise-hearted ones. Wayaisu kol hakam lev, the oseya hamelaka, that wrought the work etaha mishkan, of the mishkan, of the dwelling, of the tabernacle. Esara yeriota shesha mashzar, with ten curtains. 10 curtains of fine twine linen, utekelet, and blue, and sky blue, and light blue, utekelet, with argaman, and purple, with polata shani, and scarlet keruvi, with cherubim, keruvi, ma'ise, the work, choshev, asah, otam. The work of the skillful workman made he them. The length of one curtain, 28 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain, 4 cubits. The curtains, all of one size. And he coupled the 5 curtains, one to another and other, and 5 curtains he coupled one to and other. And he made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the sleeve edge in the coupling. Likewise, he made in the uppermost side of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in which that in the coupling of the second. The loops held one to another, and he made 50 taches of gold and coupled the curtains one to another with the taches. So it became one tabernacle. The curtains of goats here. The curtains of goats here. Exodus 36, verse 14. And he made curtains, goats, for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains he made them. The length of one curtain, 30 cubits, and 4 cubits, the breadth of one curtain. The 11 curtains of one size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain in the coupling. And 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain that coupled it the second. And he made 50 patches, brass, to couple the tent together, that it might be one. The covering of ram skin. Compare, contrast, Exodus 26, verse 14. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Exodus chapter 36, here, verse 19. And he made a covering for the tent. Ram skins dyed red. And a covering, badger skins above.
for this double course, double course, double course, double course, double course, double course. Oh, shalom. Greetings, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Yes, I. The first words for this 22nd sabbatical, this 22nd sabbatical, as they were rendered according to the commandment of Moshe through the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. First words for the second part of this double Shabbat, this sabbatical here for the 22nd and the 23rd. Well, this is the 22nd sabbatical, but it's a double read. Wayakahel, first part, and this is the second for the 23rd. Pekudei, Pekudei, the accounts. Ele, Pekudei, Ha Mishkan, Mishkan, Ha Edut Asher, Fekad, Alapi Moshe, Abodat, Ha Lewim, Beyad, Itamar, Bain, Aharon, Ha Kohen. First words, first Hebrew words, Wayakahel, and he assembled Pekudei.
Greetings, Chavarim.
Shalom, Chavarim.
Yes, I.
The first words for this 22nd sabbatical, this 22nd sabbatical
Oh, shalom. Greetings, Chavarim. Shalom, Chavarim. Yes, I.
The first words for this 22nd sabbatical, this 22nd sabbatical is a double Sabbath. Coming up for, we have a double Sabbath. So in this sabbatical, we have the last two readings from the Sefer Shemot, or the second book of Moshe, known as Exodus. So we have Wayakahel, Wayakahal, and he assembled, and Pekudei, and the accounting. He assembled and the accounting. So for this 22nd, we actually have the 22nd reading and the 23rd in this Shana. So first words, this is a double right here. First words, firstly, from the Wayakahel, Yakahal, Exodus chapter 35. Wayakahal Moshe et kol edat Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer Elehem Ele Ha Dibarim Asher Siwa Yahuwa La Asot Otam. And Moses assembled Vayakahel Yakahel Moshe, and Moses assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel, and said to them, these are the words which the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Baruch Hashem, hath commanded that ye should do them. First words for the first part of this double Sabbath, Wayakahel, Wayakahel Moshe et kol Edat Bnei Yisrael Vayomer Elehem Elehem Elei Hadbarim Asher Siwa Yehua Le'asot Otam. And Moshe assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel and said to them, these are the words which the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, hath commanded that ye should do them. That's the first word for the 22nd, and then we have the 23rd as we go to chapter 38. Chapter 38. 38 and verse 21. Pe-u-day, first words. Ele, pe-u-day, ha, mishkan, ha, edut, asher, fukad, al, pi, al, fi, moshe, abodat, ha, liwim, biyad, itamar, bein, aharon, ha, kohen. These are the accounts of the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were rendered according to the commandment of Moshe through the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. First words for the second part of this double Shabbat, this sabbatical here for the 22nd and the 23rd. Well, this is the 22nd sabbatical, but it's a double read. Wayakahel, first part, and this is the second for the 23rd. Pekudei, the accounts. Ele, Pekudei, ha mishkan, ha edut asher fekad alapi moshe abodat ha lewim beyad itamar ben aharon ha kohed. First Hebrew words. Wayakahel, and he assembled Pekudei, the accounting for this double course sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
The tabernacle way over, all of Mount Zion. The tabernacle, the tabernacle. Them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and seek at the truth within their heart shall enter in the holy, the holy tabernacle of Jah. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who shall abide. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all who shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make our mind feel comfortable. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love Him. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. I have something precious for the world.
I'm feeling for your hand. I want you as joy. I need a little gift. Food, clothes, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty. I love all the land. For the people, just people. Bo, 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 bo. Tell me who just shall abide.
The tabernacle, the tabernacle. So we receive the instruction for the construction. Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom, this is Yad, and here, here, here. Here we have a double portion here, here on the Monday's podcast, second day of the Shavua. We have Vayakahel and Pekudeh. Modern Hebrew, Vayakahel, Vayakahel and Pekudeh. Vayakahel and Pekudeh. We have right here a double portion, as we seal up here, the second book of Moses. It was the first and second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called in the English Exodus. From the Hebrew perspective, the Sefer HaShemot, the book of the names, the Yetziat Mimitzrayim, the Exodus or the coming out, Mimitzrayim, from the Tawi, from the two lands that's referred to as ancient Egypt. So here, before writing up more fully into this double portion, I'd like to touch on some of the reasoning, some of the subjects from the previous, the 21st, for Ki Tisa, for continuity, itinuity purposes, Ki Tisa. That was when you take the sum, or from the Hebrew perspective, Ki Tisa et Rosh, when you lift up the head. So here, riding up right here for today's daily psalm, a first here, right here. Yes.
Boom again, Shalom Chaperim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 55.
Mizmor nun he. Lam natseach bin ginot maskil le David.
Give ear to my prayer, O God.
Ha'azina Elohim tefillati.
And hide not thyself from my supplication.
Ve'al tit'allam mitechinnati.
Attend unto me and hear me.
Akshiva li va'aneli.
I mourn in my complaint and make a noise.
Arid besichi ve'ahima.
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, within me, and the terrors of death, Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh that I had wings, oh that I had dulled, 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 that I had. For then would I fly away and be at rest, 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 and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, 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 remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. we took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, 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 Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. I will trust in thee, 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 trust in thee.
Yes, yes, yes. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, today's daily song, we had Psalm 55 right there. They're going into a little bit more of that, but here, since we're at the second day of the Shavuot, first day that they call the Sunday, first day here, the second day for the Monday podcast. I'd like to get into a little bit of a discussion item, some of the reasoning, subjects of reason. Come, make a reason. Very, very important amongst Rastafari from the foundation is reasoning, right? Not so much just a right or wrong, but reason to make sense as best as we can, you know, of what is before I and I. So here we have the ki tisa, when you take in the King James Version, when you lift up, some types of discussion, but here a little segue, words of Garmawi Ngusinagas here, on the faith, the emuna, the admittance, the credit that works by love.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
የቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love. And if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us. And on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on above Jerusalem. Like mountains on above Jerusalem.
Shavuot Tov, a good strong seven here at the second day of the seven. We have a double portion, continuity coming forward. Yes, sir.
Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavuot Tov, referring to the week, or more correctly, that the seven days. So here, the second of the 7 days right here for the Monday podcast. So we had the key tisa, some of the items of discussion, reasoning for continuity purposes, because these same ideas, they come forward even here. So just to build on the foundation and seek to make some sense out of this right here. Here for the 21st sabbatical study, a little bit of the overflow right here. Topics of discussion, reasoning items right here. Topic of discussion number one. After the covenant, Habrit, in the Hebrew, Brit, often them hark the kal is word, and kidan is like a covering, like word that covers, you know, like a word agreement, so to speak. So the berit right here, after the berit had been renewed, very important subject matter, the new covenant, the principle Hebraically of a new covenant, even the old covenant. And this is getting to linguistic literacy and the science, the basic science that Hadasha, to make new or to be new as a verb, to make new, to renew. It even has a sense of like to appear. We use the analogy Afro-Semitically, linguistically, like to appear, attire, has that Hadash or that Hadas, in the Amharic, Hadas, and we have Hadash, Adese, Hadeshe, Hadasha. So here we have the Berit, the covenant, because Israel already entered, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel already entered into a covenant in and around Exodus chapter 19, that about 20 or so chapters, 20, actually it would be 12 chapters later, roughly, 12 chapters later, when we get to chapter 32, they break the covenant. So here, topic of discussion from Ki Tisa, when you take or when you lift up, Ki Tisa et Rosh, when you lift up the head, after the Brit had been renewed, so the new covenant, even in the old covenant, the Hebrew principle, and Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim had revealed Kabodo, modern Hebrew, Kavodo, his glory, his gravity, right, it has a sense of like weight, you know, but a serious matter, you know, like a heavy matter, you know. So his glory by proclaiming the sacred name, or what we refer to as the Hashem, Ha, definite article, Shem, name, the sacred name. Moshe's face is described, according to the scripts and as it is written, as beaming or even as radiant. When he returned to the camp, the people were afraid of his appearance. So Moshe was forced or chose to cover his face with a veil. So let's reason, let's discuss why. Why do you think, or would you think, that Moshe would do this, or why did he do that? Right there. Now here, this refers to a section of scripture here in chapter 34. Very interesting section right here. Chapter 34, round about verse 27, right? It's actually in the seventh Aliyah, the seventh of the seven parts of the previous sabbatical study, the seventh reading, right? Shavi'i. Chapter 34, verse 27, and Yahuwah said to Moshe, write thou these words after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Yisrael. Now, very, very important principle right here is this principle, even from the New Testament, and many who refer to themselves as Christians would understand or should understand and know this, that Yeshua, Robeinu, Yeshua, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that Yeshua, Hanotri, Jesus of Nazareth, in the Brit Chadash, or the New Testament sense, is the mediator of the new covenant. So this is one of what is referred to as shadows and types. Like, what is a shadow? Right? A shadow, an umbration, is cast by an object, right, standing in light. Just the basic science of what a shadow is. So it says these are shadows and types. So from the new covenant, New Testament perspective, Yeshua is the mediator of the new covenant. And this also would prove from that reasonment that Yeshua, as is written, is likened, one of the examples of him being likened unto Moshe. Why is that important? Because what Moshe says in HaTorah, right, that a prophet like unto him, right, to hear him, to Shema Yisrael. So here we have chapter 34, verse 27, and Yahuwah said to Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor, interesting, right, after the what? The tenor of these words. We're looking at the Hebrew right here to see if we see this idea of the tenor. Right, the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant. Note this here. He says, I have made a covenant, karati, karati, from karat. Karat is the cut. Right, it's the cut. Karati, I having cut, karati, itaka, itaka, with the eye, speaking to a man. Karati, itaka, I have cut with the eye, barit, barit, a covenant with Yisrael and with Israel. So we have that mediation function. We even see that earlier on when Yahuwah Eloheinu, when he speaks those Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 words known or called the 10 commandments, that Moses was drawing near to the cloud, the thick darkness, to have that close encounter with Ha'ilahim, with the Elohim, and the people, they drew all the way back, you know, and Moses encourages them, but they were afraid. They say, you hear what the words are, and you communicate these words to us, right? But if we go and keep hearing these words, we're going to die. So this is an interesting acknowledgement of the sons of B'nai Yisrael on having that one-on-one encounter. Because a lot of folks say they want that one-on-one encounter with the Almighty, with the Source, with the God, the Power. Well, when Yisrael had that opportunity, they fell all the way back. So Moses became that mediator, right? He became what we refer to Hebraically, Judaically as Robeno. Right, or our first, according to HaTorah, that teacher, right, that rabbi, that teacher, Robeinu Moshe, our teacher Moses, but he also was the mediator. And this is brought out powerfully here in Exodus chapter 34, verse 27. If we read with comprehension, I have made a covenant with thee, with the I in Israel. Not just I have made a covenant with Israel. Right? Note, he made a covenant with Abraham, right, and his seed. So Abraham, in that sense, also becomes, right, a kind of a mediator. Note this in the New Testament. They also go back all the way to what? To the Abrahamic covenant from a New Testament, Yehudi, Judaic, tribe of Judah, messianic perspective, the true, say, Christian perspective, right, that they go all the way back to that covenant. Even Paul speaks about that. Rabbi Shaul, the apostle to the Gentiles, our brother, Yehudi, Jewish, Benjamite brother, Paul even speaks on that. Shaul even goes into that right there. Note the connection, just connecting some of the basic dots right here. So the covenant being made with Moses and with Yisrael here brings out that sense of Moses becoming this mediator, right? As we have in the New Testament sense, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, being that mediator from that new covenant perspective. Write down these words. And also note, we also have these words, right? Note also right here that we have the new covenant, right? According to what's written, a renewing of the covenant, even in the old covenant. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moses, Ketav, Ketav Lika. Note this here. People say, well, who wrote this? Well, here, even in the text, we can see the writing of Moshe, and he's commanded to write Ketav, Ketav Lika, Tav Lika, Ketav Lika, Eta HaDebarim HaEle. Right? Now, note this right here. Here it says this. Now, the King James and other translations says, for after the tenor of these words, here it says, Ketav Lika, write for yourself, male, write for the eye, write for yourself, Et HaDibarim, the Dibarim, the words, Ha'ele, Ha'ele, Ha'ele means the these. So HaDibarim, Ha'ele, HaDibarim, Ha'ele. In the Hebrew, it would mean literally the words, the these, but in translation, these words, HaDibarim HaEle, ki, for,
key all upon P. Key all P as pointer, or key all fi. Key all fi. Key all P for on the mouth. The mouth. Hadibarim. So when it says the tenor of these words, and the Hebrew says for on the mouth, for on the mouth of these words, ki al pi hadibarim ha'ele, for on the mouth of these words, karati itika, I cut with the I bari, the covenant with Eta Yisrael and with Israel. Right, but as we go forward, it says, and he was there with Yahweh, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. So we have this sense that comes up in the season, you know, amongst the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Church, speaking of the true church and that professing nowadays modern Ethiopian Orthodox Church, that practice of the Abia Som or the Hudaday, the Great Lent, that fast that precedes Fasica, a.k.a. Pesach or Passover in the season. And we also have that as well for those who are Torah, right, observant as well. So here we have that fast, that's 40 days, and also note that Robeinu Yeshua going into the wilderness after that baptism by John the baptizer, the immerser, the 40 days fast, and he wrote upon the tablets the words of the covenant. Now here it says the 10 words. I want you to note KJV, it says the 10 commandments. We have the Chumash, the Hebrew, and the English from the Hebrew, it says the 10 words. It says, Asaret HaDibarim, Asaret, or Esaret, Esaret, the 10, Dibarim. And also in the Royal Amharic, it brings out that sense, and the Gutas and the other ancient languages brings out that sense of literally the 10 words, what's known in the Koine of Greek as the Decalogue, the 10 words. Just to point out this. And it came to pass, verse 29, when Moshe came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables or tablets of the testimony in Moshe's hand, when he came down from Har, the mount, that Moshe knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams while he talked with him. This is a part of the reasonment. So here in discussion items, it's important to get familiar with the Hebrew perspective, because some things you won't see from the so-called KJV because they're obscured by so-called translations or the Western Gentile so-called sense. In some senses, it's senseless, right? But here we have the KJV. It says, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not, as KJV, wist not, W-I-S-T, wist. How often do you say, yeah, I wist not what you talk about, wist not. Basically, it's an old way of saying no, not, wist not. I guess the W-I-S, like wisdom, like be wise to know in the context of English. Wist not that the skin of his face shone. Here it says the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Verse 30 says, and when Aaron and all the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, saw Moshe, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh or near him. And Moshe called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moshe talked with him, and afterward all the Bnei Yisrael, sons of Israel, came nigh near, and he gave them in commandment all that Yahweh Jehovah has spoken with him in Har Sinai. And then verse 33, right? It says, until Moshe had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. So he kept a veil on his face until he was done speaking. But when Moshe went in, listening to Yahweh before Jehovah, that's into, you know, going before the in the tabernacle and in the Kodesh, before the veil where the ark is with the Aishans, to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake to the Bnei Yisrael that which he was commanded. Last verse right here, verse 35, and the Bnei Yisrael, sons of Israel, saw the face of Moshe, that the skin of Moshe's face shone, and Moshe put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him, right? So he kept a veil. So here it brings the idea that Moshe, for a large part of that time, kept this veil, so to speak, on his face. Now, from the Hebrew perspective, it really more reads like this, right? Umoshe lo yada kiyak aran or panayo bi debaro ito. Here, bringing out the English more directly from the Hebrew, that Moses knew not, Umoshe and Moses lo yada, he did not yada, 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 he did not know, kik aran, for, because aran, horn light, panayo, his face, bidabro, while he talked with him, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams, or literally in the Hebrew, horns, that the skin of his face sent forth beams while he talked with him. Kiyak aran or panayo bi dabro ito, while he talked with him. And then we go forward where it says, and when Aharon and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face sent forth beams, or directly in the Hebrew, the skin of his face, so wehineyek aran or panayo, horns, it's interesting right here, horns skin his face, licha, right, it's or right there, right, different for the word for light, but it brings out this context of horns. So they explain this idea of sending forth beams. So King James just says, it shone, it shined, right? It shined. The Hebrew brings out the direct, the literal sense of horns, or karan. This is where we get in some of these Western Gentile pictures, paintings, and statues amongst the so-called European white Christians, where they'll say, oh, this is Moses. You probably, if you go look up Moses and horns and Google it, you know, don't be a Google head, but, you know, Google it, right? And you begin to recognize, oh, Chen, that's why they have the horns on his head. They have these two horns on his head. This is how the Western Gentile mind, being familiar a little bit with the Hebrew here and there, began to interpret it, right? So his face, it shined forth. The shine of his face was like horns, coming forward. It's a very, very interesting, subject. Oh, when it talk about Ito, when he talked Ito with him, one might think that it's speaking about Aaron or anybody else, but it's really speaking about with Yahweh. When he spoke with Jehovah, as he spoke and conversed with he who be who he be, his presence, his face was illuminated. And we even use that term sometimes, occasionally, with some people. It's like, wow, you just look bright. What's up? Like even beyond the physicality, there's something else that we're able to perceive if we can see. So in that context there, right, what do you reason? Come, let me kind of reason on this sense right here of Moshe putting on this veil over his face. Now, second item of discussion for Ki Tisa et Rosh, when you lift up the head from a Hebrew perspective, or in the KJV, when you take the sum. Second item of discussion, in his second letter to the Corinthians, to those believers in Corinth, Yehudi and of other nations, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the apostle, the great apostle to the other nations, Apostle Paulos, he argued that the veil worn over Moshe's face concealed what is referred to as the end of the law. Concealed the end of the law. Now, this is another area. I have a little redaction here from the Koine Greek.
right, into the Hebrew, because what most ones who are not linguistically savvy don't recognize in many of the languages, when one is learned, it's easy to, in some cases, to see the Hebraicism of the Greek text, right, that we have of the New Testament. A lot of times when ones and ones amongst us make this argument, many of our people seemingly can't really see that, and one has to kind of understand that linguistic blindness. In other words, if the European or the white scholars bring it out in their, you know, studies, then a lot of our people get it, and a lot of our people or the people, you know, accept it, you know, accept it to be true, you know. But when we speak that, you know, it takes them a little while to catch up. But anyway, be that as it may, let's go right here, here, here. We have in Romans chapter 10, verse 4, Romans chapter 10, verse 4, where it says, for Moshiach, right, or Christ, the anointed is the end of the law, KJV version, for righteousness to everyone that believeth. The King James, you know, the King James version right here. Ki ha Moshiach sof, ha Torah, sof, sof. For those who are interested in the linguistic connection of these terms, especially from Paul, Rabbi Shaul, who's a Yehudi, and in the New Testament, he's proud about certain things Yehudi-wise, his education. But now when he recovered from his blindness, he was able to see and take from his Yehudi, Judaic education, things that were studied by the scholars of Torah, but they were blind to see the Moshiach, and he brought it forward in the Moshiach sense. So he brought forward Judaic things, right, of that first century time that were accepted concerning Messiah, and he made the connection with Yeshua as HaMoshiach. People get this kind of thing twisted a little bit. His sadness is for his fellow ones that were still under the blindness like he was. Here we have Ki HaMoshiach Sof, for the Messiah, the anointed Sof. So we have the Ein Sof, Ein Sof. You might see the Ein Sof, A-I-N space, S-O-P-H or S-O-F, Sof, right? Ki HaMoshiach Sof, the completion, the fullness in the sense of fullness. And the Royal Amharic brings out that Hebrew sense as well, the fullness, not the end in that sense, but the fullness, the fulfillment, the Ein Sof, right? Ein Sof means like that first principle, Hebraically, Judaically, according to Kabbalah sort of perspective. Kabbalah perspective, we have to explain these things to ones, because they might think we only mean the European Jews, because they don't understand linguistics, you know. But from the received tradition, right, the Sof means the ending, right, the end, the fulfillment, right, the final, the fulfillment. So we have Ki HaMoshiach Sof HaTorah is the fulfillment, right, the fulfillment HaTorah, right, HaTorah. Tzedaka, li tzedaka, for tzedaka, a word that means righteousness, but Judaically and Hebraically, we know the word also is charity. So when we say giving tzedaka, that's, some interpret that in English as giving charity. But from a Hebraic understanding, that is righteous giving, because the word tzedek is righteous, tzedak, to do righteousness. So here we have Sof HaTorah Li tzedaka, for righteousness, right, for charitable giving, likol of all, right, ha ma'amin, ma'amin means ones who amen, ones who admit, ones who credit, ones who trust something as being true, right, ha ma'amin, bo, to those who amen, Ba'u, who are main, who admit, who credit in him. So in the second letter of the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul argued that the veil worn over Moshe's face, it concealed the end of the law, and some bring that out as its eventual abolishment, right? Since eternal righteousness would be given in the new covenant. Now, that's an idea that from Christianity, I understand how they believe that, but when you start to look at the context of Paul being a Yehudi, a Jew, and knowledgeable very much in Hebrew and the ancient, you could say the ancient education, right? In other words, the true education, Paul said these things, that the Messiah said this. He said to even the Yehudi and the rabbi that he argued with, he said, you'll have the keys of the kingdom, but don't go in it. So he wasn't displacing the knowledge that's in the general education of the Yehudi of his time, but the teachers were a bunch of hypocrites, like a lot of even the latter-day scholars today, concerning the true context of ancient history, right? Apparently, Paul here was referencing a midrash, an ancient Hebrew midrash, a study, because a midrash is like a study. It's like when people talk about the academic consensus or a reasoning that was known in science, and ones have built on and over generations. So this study here, a midrash that stated that the glow on from Moshe's face faded over time. So what Paul is referencing here, right, Christians think of it in a Christianity term, without any roots. But when we look at it in the roots of Paul, it puts it in context. It was based on a Midrash, a Hebraic Judaic study that stated that the glow from Moshe's face faded over time. And the veil was meant to hide this fact. Some have brought out that reasoning. Though the text of HaTorah itself, the Torah itself, gives no indication of this. So many of us might reason, come and reason, and we say, well, after a while, you know, that kind of faded because he no longer was on the mountain. I'm going to say, yeah, that's a good point right here. And we will share this reasoning with the next generation. But the text of the Torah itself doesn't give an indication of this. So it's just a reasoning. Come, make a reason. What do you think Rabbi Shaul Paul's reason for arguing this way, right? Third topic of discussion here before we just ride up and get into the last Iowa right here. I'd like to touch on today's psalm. So a little bit of this might carry over even to the third day, right? The third, yes, Selassie. Paul, Rabbi Shaul, right, seems to suggest that the glow on Moshe's face was the glow from encountering Ha'elohim, the Elohim. So Paul, right, a rabbi, a scholar of Torah, a Yehudi, Rabbi Shaul, he is suggesting something that was already understood and known among other Yehudi. How they applied it or did not want to apply it to the Moshiach Yeshua was on them. But Paul, he suggests the glow on Moses' face was the glow from the close encounter with Ha'elohim, with the Elohim, as the morally perfect, right, lawgiver, whereas a case could be made that it was also the glow from encountering Yahuwah, Jehovah, as the forgiving Savior, Almost like in the sense of put on a happy face, that glow to the people was a sign that, you know, the covenant that we broke with the molten calf had been renewed. So we have a new covenant or a renewing of the covenant, even here in the old covenant. So reading 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 to 18, in light of Exodus chapter 34. This is here for the reason, man. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 18, in the light of Exodus chapter 34. What sort of glow do you think was on Moshe's face? One more right here before we ride up. Got a couple of minutes right here. The fourth, right, topic of discussion. The image of a veil over the hearts of the people was used by Rabbi Shaul, the apostle to the Gentiles, our brother Paulos, Paul, to suggest a blindness to the truth of the gospel, the good news that Yeshua HaNotri is HaMoshiach. What connection do you think there is between the veil over Moshe's face and the veil over the hearts of those who are blinded? In a context, we could say this is also can include the Old Testament, kind of that Old Testament only perspective. We overstand it, but we see this now coming from that, right, as being applicable. Because it says, but their minds, right, were blinded until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away, in the reading of the Old Testament, right? And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil. Now, Paul is speaking about the veil that was over his fellow Yehudim that he laments for in the epistle to the Romans. He wished he was cut off for their sake, almost in the same way as Moshe wanted to give himself, right, for the people, right, and as Moshiach also for Jah people. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. In the reading, right, of the, yeah, of the Old Testament. Let's bring this out right here. Yeah, verse 14 right here. That same veil is over their minds in the reading of the Old Testament. So ones don't see that connection, even some of the points of connection. You know, if you say nobody can be your mediator, but then Moshe, he says, blot me out. But I guess they are blind to that right there. So the image of a veil over the hearts of Jah people was used by Paulos to suggest a blindness to the truth of the good news of the King of Kings, Christ. What connection do you think there is between a veil over Moses' face and a veil over one's hearts and minds of those who are blind? It's almost like they took the chains off of our what? Hands and feet, put on our hearts and minds. 2 Corinthians 3, 1 to 18, Chaberim. And here, my, the true perspective of Brother Paulos, our King of Kings.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Kiddus Paulus, Yalo, Tafafata Kal Adidim.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Yeah, that blindness right there. Just something just came to mind, the same blindness among some Ryan and I, brother and sister Rastafari, concerning the Bible and the gospel of the King. You know, like ones and ones say they love the King of Kings. He's God, or some will say Messiah or important. And you take that name right there, but you really don't understand his way and you start to contradict his way. That's the same sort of blindness. You know, that same sort of blindness that's mentioned concerning, you know, concerning the veil right there. But here, brothers and sisters and brothers, let's ride up right here. You know, we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order. We have Psalm 55. So let's just hear a basic read and an emphasis on some of the Hebrew key words and go through a local build right here.
Psalm, yes, 55.
Mizmor nun he, nun he, nun he, nun he, nun he, nun he. Lam natseach binginot maskil le David. David, David, David.
Binginot.
Give ear to my prayer, O God, God.
Ha'azina Elohim tefillati, tefillati, tefillati.
And hide not thyself from my supplication.
Ve'al tit'allam mittechinnati.
Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint
and make a noise, make a noise, make a noise.
Arid Besikhid, Ve'ahima, 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 Ve'ahima.
Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast in, for they cast in, Nick with your family, Nick with your army, 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 Nick with your iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, iniquity upon me, hate when you run, hate when you run, my heart is sore, heart is sore, heart is sore within me, and the terrors of death, 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 the terrors of death. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh that I had wings, oh that I had dull, 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 that I had. For then would I fly away and be at rest, 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 and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, and remain in the wilderness, 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 remain in the. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, 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 Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, 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 trust in thee.
Brittany! Brittany! Brittany!
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from, far away from, far away. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from, far away from, far away from.
Today's Daily Song. Treachery, treachery denounced. Theme of it, bloody treachery denounced.
Oh, yeah. Why, yo, 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 yo,
shitty, the bloody city, bloody city. Yes, yes, hear love. God bless the soul of Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown. That. God bless the soul of Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown. That Bloody City tune really gives a good salon to today's daily psalm, Psalm 55, to the chief musician on Neginot, a Maskil, a psalm of David. Lam Natea, Binginot, Maskil Le David. To the chief musician on Neginot, Binginot, the Bingi, Binginot, on the harps and strings, string music, a maskil, Timharit, Yadawit, Timharit, a maskil of David, a teaching of David, an instructive, a contemplative meditation to get understanding, understanding, to be circumspect. Sakal, the root right there, my skill. Give ear to my prayer. Oh God, oh good, oh Elohim, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to me, attend to I, and hear I. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression, rephrase, because of the downpression of the wicked, because of the downpression of the ratchet, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me, they hate I. My heart is sore pain within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, look, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Adonai, O Adonai, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city, in the ship. Day and night they go about it upon the walls. They are mischief also in sorrow. In the midst of it, wickedness, ratchetness is. In the midst thereof, deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I would have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, the I, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of Elohim.
in company. Let death seize upon them and make them go down quick into hell, into Sheol. For wickedness, wretchedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, as for I will call upon Elohim and Yahuwah, and the Yahweh shall save me, and Yahweh, truth and life, shall save I. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry, shout aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace. Be strong in shalom from the battle that was against me. For there were many, enough were many with me. Elohim shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Selah, pause. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear, they respect not Elohim. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace, at shalom with him. He hath broken his covenant, Burrito. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon Yahweh, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, the I, O Elohim, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction, downstruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in the I. Yes, I trust for I.
Yo. Her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people, my people. And I heard another voice from heaven saying,
King David. Dawid HaMelech, King David had no greater plan than Achitophel. King David, Nigus Dawid, Dawid HaMelech. King David had no greater plan than Achitophel, whom David made chief of his prosecutors, and who was his counselor in all affairs. As is said even in 1 Chronicles chapter 27 verse 33, Achitophel was the king's counselor. When David heard that Achitophel was with Absalom among the conspirators, according to 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 31, David said, Yahweh Jehovah, pray to the eye, turn the counsel of Achitophel into foolishness.
Now, Rav Nachman went on this reason, man, just to share this here to get a context of, well, this is Psalm of David. What is he talking about? Why is he so turned up, just generally speaking, or something specific? Here is the rebellion against Dawid. We liken this to even the Asolosin incident. Dawid was not afraid of any man except Ahithophel. One ancient scholar of Torah said, he said, hence, David said, give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to I, and answer I. In Psalm 55, he breaks into the second and third verses, or KJV Bibles, first and second verse. Why did he say this? Right? In Psalm 55, the next verse, it says, because of the voice of the enemy. Because of the oppression, rephrase, down pressing of the ratchet, of the rasha, of the wicked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asks Dawid, asks David, hast thou, the I, speaking to David, not said, even in Psalm 27, verse 3, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Didn't you say this, David? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to David, this is the words of David in Psalm 27, verse 3, he says, although a host, an army, a gang, should encamp against I, my heart should not fear. Dawid answered, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, master of the universal master, Melech HaOlam, give I such enemies of whom I can say, in other words, now Dawid's reply here, based on the study of the Psalms, David replying with Psalm 18, verse 38, give me enemies, speaking to the Most High, give me enemies of whom I can say, I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn back till them were consumed. And David went on to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, this Ahithophel is not one of such enemies, for they are of the nations of the earth. The others were of the Goyei Ha'aretz, other nations, nationality. He is my own kind. He is my own kind. And Dawid said further, bringing out the study of today's psalm in Psalm 55, Hebrew, the 13th verse, 12th in KJV. For it was not an enemy that taunted me, that mocked me, that taunted me. Then I could have borne it. You know, like, it's not like somebody don't know you, but one of your own homies. Indeed, he was a great man, for I addressed him in this way. Dawid said this right here from today's psalm. Psalm 55 in the Hebrew verse 14 in KJV verse 13. But it was thou, the I, a man according to my order, my guide, and my familiar friend. What is meant by the words according to my order? Bringing out the Hebrew sentence. Let's just grab the KJV right here and go to the 13th verse and see how King James translates it. But it was thou, a man mine equal. So Hebraically bringing out the sense of according to my own order. So according to Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Levi, David, Dawid meant Ahithophel was my orderer. Ahithophel was my orderer. That is to say, it was he who arranged laws, Torot, direction, instructions in their proper order. By the words, my guide, David meant, Ahithophel was my master, Revi, who instructed me in HaTorah and Torah. For the next verse says, according to Psalm 55, verse 15, KJV, verse 14, I took sweet counsel together, and walk into the house of Elohim. The regesh, what other context gives us the meaning of the Hebrew word regesh? We are taught in the Mishnah, the Shana, the Mishnah, the double over study, like actually Deuteronomy, repetition of the law, is called, even in the Torah, the Mishnah, that the daily offering was to be slaughtered by 12 priests and the bullock by 24 priests, that four times daily all the priests were to assemble together in the court of Ha-Hekal, of the temple, the Beit Mikdash, there to cast lots for the different services. Why did so many take part? Well, Rav Yohanan reasoned on this and said, in order to gather the company, the Regesh, into the court, the Chatzirot, the Chatzir of the temple. Thus, the verse above is read from today's psalm, we, I and I, walked into the house of Elohim in company, in the Regesh, in the company, in the crowd. When David finishes prayer to Philato, as scripture says in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 32, it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount, where he was wont to worship Elohim, where he was used to worship Elohim, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him. Upon seeing the Archite, David said, now, there's no further irking of my wound. And going on in 2 Samuel, and David said to him, if thou passest on with me, passes like the Passover, go on with I, then thou will be a burden to me. But if thou return to the city, the bloody city, speaking about what was going on in Absalom's rebellion and one's rebelling against his majesty, great King David, and say to Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, then wilt thou defeat for me the counsel of Ahithophel. So what David was saying here, he was driven away, right? And his son rose up against him and ting and ting. And so Hushai came along and he's saying, well, you'll do me a real good thing, right? If you don't trot with me, you're going to be a burden to me, but go back to the city, right? Get close to Ahithophel, you know, that friend enemy. He was a friend, now he's an enemy. Now he's joining up with my son against me and everything, right? And defeat his counsel. So David said to Hushai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sent the eye to me. No man except thee can bring to naught, to nothingness, the counsel, the advice of Ahithophel. You see, we have to over this because it comes out within the scripts, right? This is part of that Messiah, you know, that Messiah character. David, he was afraid, based on a lot of the evidence, what was going on, of the counsel of Ahithophel, because of how important he was to David, right? And now he's going after his son and so forth and so on, because it was very great counsel. And why was it called great? Well, scripture says in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23, now the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man inquired of the word of Elohim. So Ahithophel was so important that the scripture says right here that it was in those days, the counsel of Ahithophel that he counseled in those days was as if a man inquired of the words, Divrei Elohim, the words of Elohim. Hence, David said, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, to the eye I must call, Ekra, Eleka, Ekra, to the eye I must call out, call upon the eye by name. As is said, even in Psalm 55, today's daily psalm, verse 17, as for me, as for I will call upon Elohim, true good and true God, my power, and Yahuwah, Jehovah, Adonai will save I. So here, just to put in a little bit of the more studied perspective of today's daily psalm, right, because it's a context to it. And the information, if you follow up, you know the truth for yourself, that it connects with that period of the rebellion, right? The rebellion by David's son and others conspired, so forth and so on. But there's a particular one he's speaking about in the psalm that was his friend, his homie, who had turned against him. He said if it was anybody else, I'll deal with it. You know, you'll be taking a dirt nap right now, but it's you, man. Oh, man. You know what I mean? So, here, let's get an overview of the metaphysics. Quick here, metaphysics of Ahithophel and Absalom's rebellion, rebel lion.
Yes, but it's a little clearer here on Ahithophel's work right
this
here.
Is what kind of cause thing about some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta does the work, in a sense of, do the work.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
So right here we have, for the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, and also the reference to Hebrew for a compare, contrast, and also to verify. Ahithophel in the Hebrew. Ahi, my brother, Tophel. Now, Ahithophel, foolish brother, brother of foolishness, foolish brother of folly. Ahithophel, as it's brought out here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. It's a brief right here. So the fire cycle, the basic Peshat, right, we say the earthly type, a counselor. He was a counselor of King David, of Dawid HaMelech, a very wise man who foolishly joined himself to Absalom when Absalom tried to seize, to grab, to snatch, to take his father's throne. Now, that's all also part of the punishment, you know, of what occurred earlier with Dawid and Uriah and Uriah's Isha, Eshet, Bathsheba. Now, when David heard of it, he said, "O Yahweh, O Jehovah, I praise thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." So we have Second Samuel. Let's get this right here. We have Second Samuel chapter 15, verse 12, verse 31 to 34, and Second Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to 23. So for the name Ahithophel, if you read it like that in the Hebrew, you know, Ahithophel. Now, let's just bring this out right here, Ahithophel from the Hebrew. Ahithophel, my brother is foolishness, a counselor of David. I know when you say a name like that right there. He had joined Absalom in revolt against Dawid, against David. And he committed suicide. Ahithophel was a suicide. When Absalom did not heed, right, his counsel.
right? So tafal or tafel, tafel, basically in the Hebrew has a sense directly of like tasteless or unseasoned, right? Can also have a kind of contextual of a whitewash, but it's from a root meaning like to smear. But then in another sense, in the second of the two truths, it can mean foolish as a adjective or insipid. But its root ideas like to smear, to plaster, right? But a contextual of figurative sense, frivolity, being frivolous, foolish things. But in the food sense, it could be something like unsavory, untempered. It's not hot, 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 spicy. It's just kind of basic. But to some taste, it might be considered bland in that sense right there. So Ahitophel, in the Hebrew Meta, the history of Ahitophel, as given in the Hebrew Bible, together with the meaning of the name, it shows him to be a good example of the utter foolishness of the highest worldly or intellectual wisdom, because it was said of him, to speak to him, it was as counseling with the Dibrei Elohim, with the oracle of the power itself, right? Because of his knowledge of HaTorah and the Torah, direction, instruction, and his reasoning ability of the highest worldly or intellectually speaking, he had Chokmah, wisdom, when it is compared with true spiritual understanding. The true spiritual understanding would, of course, him, right, to go with David, not with his son, but something else is going on here. So he would represent like that worldly wise, even in the Torah sense. He knows Torah. You know what I mean? He knows what the Torah is. He can give good counsel. But here, a perfect example, he goes astray. In his ill treatment of Dawid and in his suicide that followed, Ahitophel suggests here in the Berit HaYeshana, the Old Testament context, he suggests Yehuda Ishkariot, Yehuda Ishkariot, or Yehuda of the cities Ishkariot, Judas, and his relationship with Yeshua HaMashiach. We also have like Psalm 41, verse 9, bringing out the sense of Ahitophel, compare, contrast with Matthew chapter 27, verse 5. So just a brief, clearer to hopefully hear metaphysical on Ahitophel. And here just an outro, midrash.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mizmor nun hey, mizmor non hey. Of David, give ear to my prayer, O Elohim, true good, true God. These words are to be read in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs, Mashal, Proverbs 10 and 9. He that walketh uprightly walketh securely. He that trotteth uprightly trotteth securely. He that walketh uprightly, he that trotteth uprightly is David, of whom it is said, Mizmor nun, hey, mizmor non hey. Lam natsiach, bia niginota masakila lit Dawid. For the leader, for the chief musician, with string music. Lam natsiach, bia niginot, binginot. Masakila lit Dawid, a maskil of David. Hazina Elohim, tefilatia, wa ala tita alama, nita hinati. Give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Wa'ala tita alama nita chinati. Midrash, a midrash on Psalm non hey, nun hey, Psalm 55. The psalm is themed treachery denounce. The opening two verses, including the superscription Hebraically, La menatzeach, bia neginota maskil le Dawid. Hazina Elohim antifilatia, wa ala tita alama mita chinati. for the leader with string music of my skill of David, give ear to my prayer, O Elohim, true good, true God. These words are to be read in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs, Mashal, Proverbs 10 and 9. He that walketh uprightly walketh securely. He that trotteth uprightly trotteth securely. He that walketh uprightly, he that trotteth uprightly is David, is David, is David, of whom it is said, even in Psalm 41:13, and as for me, as for I, thou upholdest me, upholdest I because of mine uprightness. And in Mashal, in Proverbs 10 and 9, but he that perverteth his ways shall be found out, refers to Achitophel, and teaches you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not make a man pay for his iniquities until he makes his deeds known to men. As it is said even in Mashal, Mashalim, in Proverbs, Proverbs 26 and 26, where it reads, though his hatred cover itself with guile, his wickedness, his wretchedness shall be openly showed before the assembly. Rav Yehuda bar Yitzchak, Rav Judah bar Isaac taught, David had no greater friend than Achitophel, whom David made chief of his prosecutors, and who was his counselor in all affairs. As it is said even in 1 Chronicles 27:33, Achitophel was the king's counselor. When David heard that Achitophel was with Absalom, among the conspirators, according to 2 Samuel 15:31, it reads, David said, Yahweh Adonai, Adonai, I pray that I turn the counsel of Achitophel into foolishness. Rav Nachman taught David was not afraid of any man except Achitophel. Hence here, David said, give ear, O Elohim, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend to me, attend to I, and answer I. Ha'azina Elohim tifilati, ve'alatita alama mitachinati. Why did he say this? Why did he say this? Next verse of today's daily psalm, where it reads, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression, because of the downpression of the wicked, because of the downpression of the wretched. Mikol oyeva. Mipnei akata rasha'a, kia ya mito alai avin, o be'afa yisak emunat 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 emunat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, asked David, according to the words of Psalm 27, verse 3, hast thou not said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Did not the eye say so? David answered, Ribon Shella Olamim, Master of the Universe, give me such enemies of whom I can say, as I've said in Psalm 18:38, I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn back until they were consumed. And David went on to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy, the Isle One, blessed be He. This Achitophel is not one of such enemies, for they are of the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles of the earth. He is my own kind. And David said further, according to the words of today's daily psalm, for it was not an enemy that taunted me, then I could have borne it. Ki lo yev ye harfeni with Esa. For it was not an enemy that taunted me. Ki lo yev ye harfeni. Then I could have borne it with Esa. Indeed, he was a great man, for I addressed him in this way, even according to the words of today's daily psalm, but it was thou, the I, a man according to my order, my guide, and my familiar friend. Wa'ata enosh ka'arki alufi uwa meyudai. But it was thou, the I, wa'ata, a man, mine equal, enosh ka'arki, my companion, alufi, and my familiar friend, uwa meyudai. What is meant by the words, according to my order, my equal, according to my order, enosh ka'arki, ka'arki. What is meant by according to my order? According to Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, Dawid, David meant Achitophel was my orderer. That is to say, it was he who arranged laws in their proper order. By the words, my guide. By the words, my guide, my guide, my guide, my guide. By the words, alufi, 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 my guide. What is meant? David meant, Achitophel was my master, Revi, who taught me, taught I in Torah. For the next verse says, according to today's daily psalm, we took sweet counsel together. We took sweet counsel together. Asher yachdal namtik asod. Asher yachdal namtik asod. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in Regesh. In Regesh. In the house of God, we walked with the throng. Bebeit Elohim. Nehaleka b'ragesh, b'ragesh. What other context gives us the meaning of regesh, ragesh? We are taught in a Mishnah that the daily offering was to be slaughtered by 12 kohanim, 12 priests, and the bullock by 24 kohanim, 24 priests, that four times daily all the Kohanim were to assemble together in the court of HaHekal, the court of the temple, there to cast lots for the different services. Why did so many take part? Rav Yochanan said, in order to gather the company, the Regesh, into the court of HaHekal. Thus, the verse above is read, we walked to the house of Elohim in a company. Bebeit Elohim nihaleka b'ragesh. When David finishes prayer, as scripture says, even in 2 Samuel 15:32, where it reads, it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount, where he was wont to worship Elohim, where he was accustomed to worship Elohim, behold, Hushai, the Archite, came to meet him. Upon seeing the Archite, David said, now there is no further irking of my wound. Now there is no further irking of my wound. And according to 2 Samuel 15:33-34, where it reads, And David said to him, if thou passest on with me, with I, then thou wilt be a burden to me, a burden to I. But if thou return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be thy servant, O Melech, O King, then wilt thou defeat for me. Then I will defeat for I the counsel of Achitophel. David said also to Hushai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sent thee to me. No man except thee can bring to nothing the counsel of Achitophel. David was further, he was afraid of the counsel of Achitophel. David was afraid of the counsel of Achitophel because it was very great counsel. And why was it called great? Scripture says, even in 2 Samuel 16:23, now the counsel of Achitophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man, as if a man inquired of the Divrei Elohim, inquired of the word of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Hence, here, David said, Ribon Shela Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, to thee I must call, as is said even in today's daily psalm. As for me, I call upon El Elohim, and Yahuwah Jehovah will save me, will save I. Ani Eli Elohim Ekra. As for me, I will call upon Elohim. Ani Eli Elohim Ekra. Wa Yahuwah Yosheini. And Jehovah will save Ani. He will save me. Wa Yahuwah Yosheini. Evening and morning and at noonday will I pray. Evening and morning and at noonday will I pray. Erev wa boker with tzohorayim. Ashicha, asicha, asicha. I will complain with ehemeh, with ehemeh, and moan. Vayishma'a koli, and he hath heard my voice. Evening and morning and at noonday will I pray. Erev waboker v'ahorayi asicha. Rav Shmuel Samuel taught, from this verse we learn that a man is required to pray three times daily. And who instituted the three prayers? The patriarchs, the righteous fathers, instituted them. Abraham instituted the morning prayer. For it is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis 19:27, Abraham got up early in the morning, Baboker in the Boker, to the place where he had stood, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Here, stood, the word stood, clearly alludes to prayer, as in the verse from Psalm 106 and 30, then stood up, Phinehas, Phinehas, and prayed. Yitzhak, Isaac, instituted the noonday prayer, the noonday tefillah. For it is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis 24:63, Yitzhak, Isaac, went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. Here, meditate, the word meditate, eidetate, clearly alludes to tefillah, to prayer, to tzelot. As in the verse from Psalm 102, verse 1, a prayer of the afflicted, when he fainteth, and poureth out his meditation, his eidetation, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Ya'ikob, Jacob. Jacob instituted the evening prayer. For it is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 28:11, Ya'ikob, Jacob, made intercession at the place and tarried there all night. And the words made intercession, clearly alludes to tefillah, to prayer, to tzelot, as in the verse from Jeremiah 7 and 16, where it reads, therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, neither make intercession to I. David said, since the patriarchs, the fathers, the patriarchs, instituted the three daily prayers, I, too, will meditate, eidetate, evening, morning, and at noonday. He hath delivered my soul in peace, so that no one came near, I. He hath delivered, he hath redeemed. He hath redeemed my soul in peace, so that no one came nigh I. Pada v'shalom nafshi mikrav li. He hath redeemed my soul in peace, so that no one came near I. Pada v'shalom nafshi mikrav li. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, what do the words, he hath delivered my soul in peace, he hath delivered my soul, he hath redeemed my soul, pada bishalom nafshi, what do these words mean? That a company of angels goes before a man, and these heavenly beings cry out, saying, make way for the likeness of Yahuwah, make way for the likeness of Jehovah. What need of a company of angels? Rav Yudan explained the name of Rav Lewi of Levi. In the wide space of Ha'olam, of the universe, there is no place, even one so small, that it holds no more than a fourth of a kab of sea. That is, without 9 kab of demons. And blindfolds are fastened over the eyes of each of these demons, demonic entities, these klipa, klipot, as over the eyes of miller's asses. Why? That the demons, the klipot, may not injure mortals. But when a man sins, a man's sins bring it about, the blindfolds are removed from the klipot, from the demon's face, so that as he looks upon the man, he injures him. Hence, here, the heavenly beings cry out before a man, make way for the likeness of Yahuwah, for the likeness of Jehovah, in order that the demons, that the klipot, may not injure him. Accordingly, he hath delivered my soul in peace. He hath redeemed my soul in peace. Pada bishalom nafshi. And the words that follow, so that none came nigh I, mikrab li, so that none came near me. This means that David said, none of the klipot, none of the demons, demonic entities came near I. And why not? Because in the multitudes they were with me, as is said, the multitude of angels who were charged to keep Dawid, who were charged to keep David, as is said even in Psalm 91:11, for he will give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee, the eye, in all thy ways. Another comment on, he hath delivered my soul in peace, so that none came nigh me, pada bishalom nafshi mikrab li. What is meant by the words, so that none came nigh I, mikrab li? They mean that David said, I behold Daniel, who is to rise up out of my tribe, and how though he be cast into a den of lions, they will not touch him. Thereupon, David said, he hath delivered my soul in peace, so that no one came nigh me. Pada bishalom nafshi mikrab li. That is, the lions would not come nigh near Daniel. And who brought it about that Daniel was delivered? Those who, in the multitudes, were with me. By this, it is meant that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah also put prayers together for Daniel. Hence, here, David said, God shall hear and answer them. God shall hear and answer them. Yishma'el, ve'ya'enem. Elohel. El shall hear, Yishma'el, ve'ya'enem. El shall answer, El shall hear, and humble them. Ve'ya'enem, and humble them. Another comment, the verse, in multitudes, for they were many that strove with I, multitudes, alludes to Rachel. Thus the words, so that no one came near me, mikrab li. This means that the designs of Esau came not nigh Rachel, Rachel, though the arrangements were that Jacob was to take Leah, and that Esau was to take Rachel. And who brought it about that Rachel was delivered from him? Those who in multitudes were with me. By this, it is meant that Yaakov, that Jacob and Leah, also put prayers together for Rachel, for Rachel. Thus we read, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 30:22, and Elohim, and the true God remembered, even the person of Rachel, And Elohim and God remembered even the person of Rachel. In this verse, the words Rachel, Rachel by itself, implies that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, remembered her because of her own merit, because of her own credit. And the phrase, the person of Rachel, the person of Rachel, implies that he remembered her also because of the merit, the credit of the patriarchs and the matriarchs. Another comment on, he hath delivered my soul in peace so that none, no one came near me. Padah bishalom nafshi mikrabali. The counsel of Ahithophel did not come nigh me, near I. Why not? Because in multitudes they were with me. In multitudes they were with me. Ki de rabim hayu imadi. For they were many that strove with I. The multitudes, the Rabbi, were the members of the Sanhedrin who put together prayers for I. Such as have no changes, such as have no changes. Ashara ein chelifota lamo. Such as have no changes in today's daily psalm. These words allude to Ahithophel and his band, in whose hearts the yetzer ra'a, the inclination to ra'a, to evil, underwent no change. And so the verse, it goes on to say of them, and fear not Elohim, willo yaru Elohim, and they fear not Elohim, the true good, the true God. He has put forth his hands against his peaceful ones. Shalacha yadayowa biya shelomayo, bishlomayo, against those that were at peace with him, against his peaceful ones. Ahithophel and his band and his gang and his clique and his crew put forth their hands against men that were at shalom, at peace with him. And so the verse goes on to say of Ahithophel, he hath broken, he hath profaned, he hath broken his covenant. Chilela berito, chilela berito. He hath profaned his covenant, he hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. Chalko machemat, machemaota pio. The words of Ahithophel were more slippery than butter. The verse concludes with, his words were softer than oil, for they were soft. They were soft. His words were softer than oil, yet were they keen, sharp-edged swords. The words of Ahithophel were so persuasive that everyone heeded him. Thus, like this we read, even in 2 Samuel 17, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 4, we read, moreover, Ahithophel said to Absalom, make men now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid. And all the people that are with him shall flee. And I will smite Hamelech, the king, the Negus, only. And the saying, please Absalom well. And all the Ziknei Yisrael, and all the elders of Israel. When David saw that everyone was with Ahithophel, and that everyone heeded him, he was afraid. Accordingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be he, said to David, be not afraid. Though every man is with Ahithophel, I am with thee. I am with thee. Thus, in today's daily psalm, it reads, cast thy burden upon Jehovah, and he will sustain thee. He will sustain thee. Hashleka Allah Yahuwah Yehabka Wehu Yekalakaleka 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 Wehu Yekalakaleka, and he will sustain the eye. A mortal has a patron. and goes to him the first time, and the patron receives him. The second time, and he receives him. The third time, the third eye one, he does not personally welcome him. And the fourth time, he cannot spare a moment for him. But not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be he. Every time you impose yourself upon him, he receives you. Hence, here, cast what befalls thee upon Jehovah, and he will sustain thee. Hashlech Aliyahua Yehabeka Wehua Yehalekeleka. Cast thy burden upon him, and he will carry it for thee I. Hear. In today's daily psalm it reads, But the eye, O Elohim, shall bring them down into the nethermost pit. But thou, O Elohim, we'ata Elohim, toridim, liba era shachat, into Gehenna, men of blood and deceit, anshe damim, u mirma, men of blood and deceit, menstruating men of blood and deceit, Achitofel and his band and his clique and his crew and his posse and his gang shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. I will trust in thee. I. Anshe damim umirma lo yechetzu yimehem wa'ani ebtach bak. But as for I will trust in the eye. Wani ebtach, 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 ebtach. Ve'ata Elohim torideima lizaera shachata anshe damim umirma lo yechetzua yemehem. Wani ebtach, bak, 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 bak. Buck, 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 buck.